Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in God's likeness. He created them male and female, and blessed them. On the day they were created, he named them Adam. Adam lived 130 years, and became the father of a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth. The days of Adam after he became the father of Seth were 800 years, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days that Adam lived were 930 years, then he died. Seth lived 105 years, then became the father of Enosh. Seth lived after he became the father of Enosh 807 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Seth were 912 years, then he died. Enosh lived 90 years, and became the father of Kenan. Enosh lived after he became the father of Kenan 815 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Enosh were 905 years, then he died. Kenan lived 70 years, then became the father of Mahalalel. Kenan lived after he became the father of Mahalalel 840 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. And all of the days of Kenan were 910 years, then he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years, then became the father of Jared. Mahalalel lived after he became the father of Jared 830 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, then he died. Jared lived 162 years, then became the father of Enoch. Jared lived after he became the father of Enoch 800 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Jared were 962 years, then he died. Enoch lived 65 years, then became the father of Methuselah. After Methuselah's birth, Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and became the father of more sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not found, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years, then became the father of Lamech. Methuselah lived after he became the father of Lamech 782 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Methuselah were 969 years, then he died. Lamech lived 182 years, then became the father of a son. He named him Noah, saying, "This one will comfort us in our work and in the toil of our hands, caused by the ground which Yahweh has cursed." Lamech lived after he became the father of Noah 595 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech were 777 years, then he died. Noah was 500 years old, then Noah became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth.